Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets. My name is Vishal Tikshani, and today we're discussing quality small caps. These are companies with robust balance sheets. They're generating cash, but they do come at a price. The question is it one worth paying for? Joining me on the show today is Simon Conn from Investors Mutual and Dean Fremder from Perpetual. Dean, let's start with you. Nanosonics, one of LiveWire Reader's most tipped small caps. Are you with them or are you against them? Buy, hold, sell.
Sell, unfortunately, I'm against them. It's an awesome business and we'd love to own it, love the business model. Unfortunately, the valuation just escapes us. I mean, ultimately, at today's prices, you're being asked to not only pay for the next 10 or 20 years worth of perfect execution in growing their current product, but you're actually also being asked to pay for perfect execution of their second product that they haven't even announced to the market what it is yet. So a great business, but we're not really excited about paying for 10 or 20 years worth of growth up front, particularly if we don't even know what they're going to be selling.
Simon, it's got $82 million of cash on its balance sheet, nearly no debt, plays in the very central area of infection prevention. What do you reckon? Buy, hold, sell?
It's a sell. I mean, yeah, you're paying $2 billion for, you know, $100 million of run rate revenue. Extremely, you know, 20 times revenue. It's a great business. You know, great, I get the recurring revenue, but you know, $2 billion, you're paying a lot. And I know they've talked about the second product. I think they've started talking about the third product before they've even released the Sedox second product, which is just a bit of a, you know, a warning sign for me. But look, the valuation's very rich.
Okay. Next stop, ServiceStream. Management came out in May, reaffirmed that they'll generate record operating EBITDA and have committed to paying ongoing dividends. Buy, hold, sell.
Look, I think it's a hold. You know, it's an okay business, but I'm always a bit wary of contractors, particularly with a concentrated customer base. You know, your margins is a product of what your customers can tell you. Look, they've made a good money over the NBN rollout, but we're now migrating to a different phase of the NBN. So look, it's, you know, good management team, balance sheet's okay. But for a contractor, 15 times is about as much as you want to pay. So it's at a hold to sell.
Dean, SSM is on a 12 times PE ratio, circa 5% fully franked yield. Share prices come off a bit. Screaming bargain or Pandora's box?
It's a buy for us. It's a super boring business, but we love that. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't matter whether the economy is booming or in recession. If Sydney Water, one of their pipes leaks, they're going to get it fixed. So very resilient through what could be a tough economic environment ahead. To us, it's cheap. It's got a very good balance sheet. It's net cash, a 5% fully franked yield, roughly. Sensible management team with a good track record. And they'll buy some things to bolt onto their business, which we think could be really attractive. So buy for us.
Okay. Dean, death and taxes, two of life's unavoidables. InvoCare manages to specialize in one of them. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a hold for us. Clearly a very defensive and attractive industry. You don't need to worry about whether your customers will turn up, which is a nice thing. So InvoCare, I mean, they dominate the space. Clearly something with great long-term earnings potential. What keeps us a little bit at bay is we're still waiting to see the returns from their big CapEx investment program in recent years. You've seen some announced senior management turnover recently, and the stock's quite expensive still. So we'll sit on the sidelines for now.
Okay. Simon, the company did raise more than $200 million recently to strengthen its balance sheet, pursue some potential growth optionality. Is there fun in funerals? Buy, hold, sell.
Fun in funerals. Well, at least you can go to a funeral now, Vasant. Whereas for a couple of months you couldn't, which I think was a huge, you know, uncertainty. But look, actually, I think I'm quite positive on the new management team. There's a new chairman. I know him, you know, from backgrounds from previous other companies. There's a new CFO who's just been announced today who I have a high regard for. Look, at the low $10, I think when you can get a 4% yield on a pretty solid balance sheet, and a pretty recurring, predictable business, I think it was a buy. Around, you know, mid-11s is probably a hold. But if you can buy it in that low $10 price range, I think it's, you know, it's a good business. They have been spending a lot of catch-up CapEx, but that will come to an end in our, you know, 12, 18 months' time. And I think when that comes through, the business will start to generate a lot more cash going forward. Pretty defensive business, pretty boring, but, you know, pretty safe in these times.
All righty. We did ask our guests to BYO one quality stock trading at a reasonable price. Simon, what have you got for me?
Yeah, look, we really like SkyCity. They've been raising money in the current market, but, you know, very strong balance sheet apart from that. It just really reflects the fact that their gaming activities in Auckland and in Adelaide were shut down for a period of time. But, you know, I think, you know, we're seeing increasingly as the economies open up, people are getting back to their normal habits, and gaming is a pretty resilient business. So the main gaming floors in Auckland have, you know, traded very well since the level three and four restrictions have been wound back. So business generates good cash, strong balance sheet, trades at a small premium to book value. The balance sheet's obviously stronger now, the capital raising. There's a lot of value in the asset, in the business. The online business is now starting to, you know, generate some earnings for them. Good management team. We quite like it in the mid twos.
Dean, what's the quality stock you're itching to tell the world?
Sure. For us, it's Quantum IP. So QIP is the code at the smaller end of town. So they're the second largest intellectual property law firm in Australia, and they've got a nice growing Asian business. And the great thing about intellectual property law is it doesn't matter, again, if the economy is in good times or in bad times. Just because the economy might be slow, Google's not going to stop paying to reinforce that patent on its search algorithm. So really resilient earnings. Trades on 9x PE. It's got a healthy balance sheet, a 7.5% yield. That's a buy for us.
Okay. Invest in quality small caps, find good value, and your returns may just go quantum.